of one, repeat after me. We lost the key of sight, now blind, we fear in flight. We are far from love, but silence is golden, please observe.
Good evening, people. Welcome to another night. This is Trick Track with Setrack. This is Tricky himself. Hopefully, everybody's having a great week. Weather is not cooperating still. It's still cold in Montreal. Anyways, we have an amazing show for you, as usual. A very special guest, Talin Orfali, as you have seen and heard about her. She's been all over Facebook. She's been all over the blogs. Actually, she has a blog of her own. I have posted it. I will post it again tonight on Facebook. Hopefully, you guys could go check it out, read what she has to say. A lot of it is about raising awareness, whether it's genocide or bullying. And you're going to hear her personal stories. And she promised me she's going to talk about music a bit, Armenian music, that is, as well as some of her favorite recipes. Hopefully, she's got something cooking for me. Vorbesi hamdese masank, ham of joshma. Before we go on talking to Talin, I just want to mention a few things. May 20th, as most of you have been hearing on Trick Track and all over Facebook, all the social media networks, the ANCA Telethon, which will take place May 20th on a Sunday afternoon. You could watch it if you don't have TV. It'll be on the web. Don't know the address by heart, but if you visit probably anca.org, I'm sure they'll be streaming it online. Also, next week, another very special guest. We're going to be talking with Armenia, a dear friend of mine, an old, very old friend of mine from Lebanon who lives in Armenia now. He was part of the Shushi Liberation struggle. His name is Jirar Sefilian. He is currently one of the leaders of the Sartarabad movement in Armenia. And the week after, Carla Garabedian. Yes, from the movie Screamers. We get to talk to her, hear what she's been up to, and talk about the Armenian genocide as well. Anyways, I don't want to bore you too much now. We're going to continue. I'm going to play a few songs. The next song I have is from Lilith Hovhannesyan, a It's a new song that she just released. A beautiful song. It's called Tutu. So enjoy it, folks. And when we'll be back, we'll be talking with Tallinn.
Sirene, sirene.
Welcome back, people. This is Trick Track with Set Track. Like I was telling you earlier, we're going to be speaking with a very special guest, Talin Orfali. I've known Talin for quite some time now. We met through Facebook, and then every Armenian function that we've had, whether it's Kermes, Barahantes, Festival in Montreal, she's been here, and I've seen her, and she's dancing on the stage. Well, not necessarily, not really on the stage, but on the dance floor. That's what I meant. Well, now it's time to talk to Talin and hear her story, how she has overcome bullying, and how she has changed and turned her life around. Well, good evening, Talin. İnşpes es?
Şadlavsın, İnşpes es?
Yes, şadlavim. İma tanet lesetsi, alaveli lavera.
That's cool.
Talin, thank you for talking to us. I know we were supposed to do this long time ago, but it never happened. I had another guest and so on and so forth. But I'm really happy and glad that you were able to come on and raise awareness about bullying. But before we get to that, Talin, what do you do now? Where were you born? Give us a background of who Talin Orfali is.
I was born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I've been here all my life, and I was born and raised, and my life has been great in terms of, you know, going out, you know, joining the Armenian community and being active in the Armenian community. And my life and my priority in life is to gather all the Armenians and be one body, and, you know, not have this like whole separation thing. And you know, that's what I stand for, and my life is really, really about, you know, just, you know, raising awareness and, you know, and everything. And, you know, my life is, you know, right now really amazing, and I have so much to be thankful for, and thankful to everybody, and, yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. Bullying, it's a topic that I've discussed it on Trick Track many, many times before. We've tried to raise awareness, and we still see it happening, unfortunately, whether in schools, outside of schools. Can you tell us what you've been through, Talin?
Sure. Well, when I was growing up and going to school and everything, I was always afraid to go to school because other kids would be picking on me and telling me all these bad things, and like I would be just so, you know, scared. And sometimes I'd make up stories to my parents, like, oh, I'm not feeling well, you know, I want to stay home today and everything. And thank God, like, my grades and everything did not get affected by it. And, you know, it was just a terrible ordeal that I had to face. And you know, making friends and, you know, being in the social aspect, and I missed a lot of my extracurricular activities because of it, and I was just so afraid of joining because of all the rejection I would get, and that whole thing took my confidence way down, my self-esteem and everything. And, you know, I thought I would never, you know, have that, you know, that breakthrough, you know, I thought I would never get through all this, you know, my whole life, and I was just so wrong about that, because right now life has been amazing. And, you know, the scar still hurts me, you know, from the past, you know, experiences that I faced. And but that is just something that I've always been, you know, that made me stronger, and now I've been happier than a long time before. And it's just, you know, I'm really, really happy. And, you know, when my Montreal friends, they boosted me with confidence and everything. And when I came to Montreal, and I have all my great friends there, and they made me, you know, happy. I was so cheery, and, you know, and my friends in Toronto as well, and everything has just came and worked out for the best.
Were you ever physically bullied?
Sorry?
Were you ever physically bullied? Or it was
no,
just emotional?
Just emotional. abuse, like emotional bullying. Nothing, nothing physical. No pushing, no shoving. You know, all those things. It was just name calling. You know, telling me this, telling me that. Like, you know, and when I was like 3-4 years old, I started wearing glasses, and people started calling me all these names and everything. They're like, and you know, it was just so terrible.
It's sad because I wear glasses, and you know, back
yeah.
then, I mean, okay, I'm a bit older than you, not much, but just a bit. I'm just kidding, by the way. But we never had this problem back then. It was a different kind of bullying, you know. But nowadays, what I see is a lot of it has to do with what's going on at home, as well as what they're seeing on TV, and they're actually carrying out that on kids, which is the sad part. And
exactly.
No matter how much we talk about it, I think it's still not enough, because you still hear, you still see, and unfortunately a lot of bad things are happening because of that.
Exactly.
And
you know, like these shows nowadays, you know, like the Jersey Shore, Glee, and all these types of shows, they're, you know, they send out the like terrible messages, and people continue to watch this, and people spend all their time watching these type of shows, and which gets them, you know, to, you know, act out. You know, they're like, oh, if they can do it, we can do it, so you know, it's okay. And but it's really not okay, and these shows shouldn't be on the air. And more educational, more raising awareness documentaries, shows, and everything should be more addressed than these things that are happening, because if these shows keep showing, and these reality shows, then you know that sends a really bad message, and you know the children get influenced by all that, and get influenced by these, you know, these violent video games. You know, they shouldn't be implemented at all.
Well, speaking of movies, there was recently somebody had done a documentary, and I had seen it on one of the news networks. But they were rating it 17 or 16, I think. And the person that made the documentary was furious, because he goes, this thing is made for bullying and to raise awareness. And how can I not show it to kids to teach them what's right and what's wrong?
Exactly, yes.
And
definitely.
What did you seek help back then?
Well, actually, I was just, you know, I spoke to my, you know, teachers, guidance counselors, my parents, and they really helped me a lot. And when I went to high school, everything just, you know, it started fading away, and you know, all that help and all those, you know, people that encouraged me that, you know, things will get better. And now everything is better, and I'm so thankful for everything.
But how did you change it? Like, introduir vor pohetir leman, besides going to high school?
Well, I decided, you know, why am I gonna always be, you know, depressed, and why am I so worried on, you know, what other people think, what other people are saying. And you know, I just decided, you know, enough is enough, enough being unhappy and depressed. You know, I said, you know what, I'm going to start making positive changes in my life and not think about these things as much, and just go on with life without thinking about these terrible things that have happened to me in the past. And that made me a lot more stronger, and now everything has become so positive. And you know, even though sometimes things can happen, and you know, terrible things can happen, but I'm always up there, and you know, with a smiling face, with, you know, everything is just so amazing. And you know, I've never been happier right now than I was ever in my whole entire life.
And I think you're well, besides your friends in Montreal, is that why you love Montreal so much?
Yes, that's one of the biggest things, because they're the ones who actually, you know, saved me. Because, you know, and I met them from, you know, from Facebook, from, you know, Armenian community centers, and going to Ottawa for the Armenian Genocide Commemoration every year. And, you know, I met all these people from Montreal, and, you know, they've been so sweet to me. They've been so kind and generous, and so inviting, and every time I go to Montreal, there's like a whole group of people coming to see me, and that is just so exciting to me, and that's why I call it my happy place, and that's why I love the, you know, like the 401 East, going to Montreal, you know, the whole road trip thing, and that's what makes me more, you know, get into it more, and just enjoying my trip there, and that's what it is, basically.
And you really like driving, huh?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite things.
Okay. What about your recipes?
My recipes? There's a lot of recipes that I cook on my own, and I've made that from my own experience, and, you know, learning from my mom, learning from my grandparents, and my aunts and uncles, they made. And then after I started getting into my own recipes, and I started cooking at the age of 8, and I've made lots of delicious dinners and famous breakfasts and everything. And one of my favorites are manta, ful, you know, all the Armenian food. Like, what Armenian doesn't like all these, right?
Yeah. So basically, they're mostly traditional Armenian dishes. If we could call them all Armenian, because last week's guest was like, there is no traditional Armenian food.
It's all mixed, I guess.
Yeah, they are.
It's like kebab, whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like hummus and dolma, and I'm sure I'm making a lot of the viewers and listeners really, really hungry now. But
well, I feel like having manti now.
All right, I'll make you some.
That is my favorite dish, by the way. My mom, whenever she's like, make sankte sinima inzi amare. You know, she's like, asi kezi enas. I'm like, yeah, I know. She makes two,
wow,
three of them, and I can, you know, I can finish one of them for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, we're gonna take a small break. We're gonna listen to music from Armo, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna continue because I want to talk about your blogs and Armenian genocide recognition, and you've
okay,
done
sure.
so much about raising awareness. So,
oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to share it.
Stick around, people. We'll be right back. Okay, people, welcome back. You're listening to Trick Track with Zetrak, and we're talking with Tallinn Orfali from Ontario. Tallinn has had a big, big blog, okay? She started writing a blog, and it's become pretty popular. And she writes about a lot of things on her blog. Tallinn, can you talk to us about your blog? How did it get started? What prompted you to say, okay, today I'm going to start my own blog?
I started blogging and from Google Blogger, and I had some issues and stuff with that. So I immigrated to WordPress, and from WordPress, I've had so much success and a lot more readers and people who are engaged into my blog. And I started because people said, you know, you're such a good writer, you know, why don't you, you know, you have such a big talent, why don't you use it? And, you know, I decided, okay, you know what, you know, this is what I'm good at. And I just started to put words together without even writing in a rough draft. And the words just keep coming to me. And, you know, I just started writing it and writing my topics and anything from travel to Montreal, from my recipes to raising awareness and blogs about positivity and what people can do to, you know, to make life more positive for them. And that's basically what I stand for, what my blog stands for, and I'm so passionate about it, and it's so important to me. And, you know, as more people read it and the more people that engage into my blog, that's what means a lot to me. And I want the world to change, you know, all this, you know, hate and all this, you know, stuff going on in our world. We don't need that. And, you know, people crave for positivity and happiness these days because, you know, so much stress is happening as itself, and, you know, people making ends meet and, you know, everything going up, like the gas prices and everything, which makes everything so, you know, stressful for everyone because, you know, to put bread and butter on the table is not easy, and all these stresses can really accumulate, and, you know, there's no end to sight. And these type of blogs, I want people to, you know, read them to think and just to be positive on life, and that's what my blog is.
And where can you give us the address of your blog? I mean, I'll post it later on Facebook, but
sure, it's Tallinn Orfali at tallinnorfali.wordpress.com.
Okay, and you know, when I went to check it out, the beauty of it was there was a lot of non-Armenians reading your blogs.
Yes.
Which was like, I was like, wow, Tallinn has this many non-Armenians reading this stuff? That's incredible. How'd you manage that?
Oh, actually, it's really like you have to put tags on your blog. You know, the tags on the bottom of each article I write, and then, you know, you have to really make it searchable. You know, from Google, Yahoo, Bing, and all these search engines, and people just started and going, you know, engaging into my site. And in the beginning, when I started, it started to grow, but now it's just every day I have so many comments, and so many people are liking my articles, and that's what makes me really happy to see.
Well, I was happy to see some of the names of these professors that were writing comments on your blogs.
Oh, yes. I've had a lot of professors from the University of Iowa, Harvard, Princeton, Boston University, UCLA, all over, all the top universities of the USA, and McGill, and UFT, Ryerson, Concordia, and the Montreal universities, and it's just been so incredible.
You're also active in the ACYO, if I'm not mistaken, no?
Yes. the Armenian Church Youth Organization of Canada. I was a vital person in the committee for 7 years almost, and now I'm an alumni, and I try to still go to the events and participate in their sports weekends they have every year, and we held camping trips and retreats and Bible study gatherings, and it's just been one incredible journey.
Okay, now going back to your blog, you've written about the Armenian genocide.
Yeah.
What was the reaction of the non-Armenians? Well, if you want, you could talk about the Armenian people too, that if they had any reaction to your blog, but what was, I'm more interested in the non-Armenian community. What did they say when you wrote it? And did you have any, let's say, people against what you wrote, or Turkish people, let's say?
No, basically everyone was just, surprised, and they said, we never knew about the Armenians, and now we do, thanks to you, and what happened to you, what happened to the Armenians was really, really terrible, and what the Turkish people did was not a really good thing, and, I got a lot of feedback on it, and good feedback, actually, and there has never been anybody who has, bad-mouthed it, and told me all these negative things, and they told me, wow, this is great news. This is great information. Thank you for letting us know. And it's been so amazing.
Good. It's good to hear that. I figured you would have a lot of, a lot of good comments besides, but you would have a lot of Turks writing back to you.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen any Turks on my site, but on my stats, I see that, from Turkey, I would see a lot of people, such as today, I've seen about 9 people from Turkey, but I don't know exactly from where in Turkey, but it's just country statistics, and I said, wow, but they've never really replied or anything on it.
Cool. Good stuff. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I don't have any more things to ask you. Do you have anything to add?
I just want to say, to everybody, just keep your head up high. Just be positive and be happy of who you are, because being who you are is something that is very, very special, and everyone is special. And always be aware and always spread good cheer, and respect to be respected, love to be loved, and just use that positive energy to go throughout your life, because if you don't use positive energy, and if you're not happy, then you're going to set yourself up to be depressed and stressed all the time. So just take everything lightly. Life is too short, so just enjoy your life and just be happy and be content with yourself, and use your God-given talents. Don't throw your life away, and don't throw your talents away because of negative thoughts from other people. You don't need negativity in your life. Always try to be positive, and always try to be yourself, because being yourself is the best thing that you could do for you.
Beautiful. Very well said.
Thank you.
Well, Talin, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it. Continue the great work you're doing, raising awareness in all aspects and about every issue that you've been discussing. And try to do something about the gas prices, please, if you can. And we'll be supporting you.
I'll try my best, because this is ridiculous.
Yes, especially when they're talking that it's going to go up to 175 soon.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, per liter, folks, to our U.S. listeners, $1.75 a liter. That makes it about $7 U.S., if I'm
That's
not,
insane.
If my right calculation.
Right now in Toronto, it's $1.40, and it's just insane. Everyone, the other day I was driving home, and I would see these people it was just like a parade of cars lined up, because it was like $1.34, and It was just crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe how these prices are. You know, it shouldn't be this expensive. I mean, it's just gas. It's nothing else, you know, just to fill up your car. You know, it shouldn't be that much.
Hey, you see Canada, like they say, huh?
Yeah, the new Canada.
Okay, well, nice talking to you, Talin. Stay in touch, and hopefully we get to talk to you next year again, or sooner than that.
Yes, for sure, anytime.
Yeah, that's it.
And I wish Trick Track all the best, and I wish you the best, and I wish everyone a happy Easter and this weekend, and all the best, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to listeners, as I should say.
Thank
and,
you.
It was
my pleasure, and really happy we spoke and we raised awareness, and you gave us a very good experience of your life, of what you went through, being bullied, you know. And I'm really happy that you've been able to surpass that and move on with life, live happy and positively. And I commend you for that. Bravo.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Same to you.
We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Bye, Talin.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you've heard it. Hopefully, you guys got some points and you met Talin. And now you can go back and change somebody's life, whether that's being bullied or you could raise awareness about the Armenian Genocide. We're going to continue with our show. Got a few more songs to play, and then I'll come back and wish you all good night and happy Easter. Stay tuned.
panelo barecin, are manse vortnecin. Ke panelo barecin, are manse vortnecin. Anse bukal erneren, yerle karnan endere. Anse bukal erneren, yerle karnan endere. Gotalabo in neiran, inşkansere.
ապրում շնչում եմ ես Ախ որքան լավն ես ես սիրում եմ քեզ Իմ անուշ ամեն վարկյանդ քաղցր ուշ Սիրտն ես որ իմ սրտին տալիս ես շունչ
About sums up our night. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our chat with Tallinn. Please accept my apologies. Maybe I should have done a phone in show as well. I realized people had questions to Tallinn. I want to say sorry to my good friends Aida and Seto who are listening right now in Boston. If you have any questions, people, you could just email me or just email Tallinn directly regarding any of what she spoke about. Now, next week, I want to remind you again, we're going to be speaking with Girard Sefilian. He was part of the Shushi liberation struggle. He's a member of the Sartarabad movement in Armenia. And the week after, we have Carla Garabedian. No, she's not related to me, but an amazing person. We get to chat with her. And with this, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Shnoravor srup zadik tser polorin. Husam gmianak tarsial kal shapat mezi. Yevinchu che 24 jam music ungentrelu trik traktatsien. Hima kisherpari videsem hachokh shapataversh mi tser polorin. Yev hachort yerk vor bidi ungentreng. Jord Dilbaryanene. Shadavor tsayn muni. Kisherpari yev Մի մորնակո մեկ պանամորձը, ասկե ետքը հոպա ավորեգա, մենքի շեր, վստա եմ պավագան կուլուխնի ծավցուցած եմ վեիսբուկի վրա. There's hopa hour following this, it's Greek hopa hour, followed by Arabic, and DJ Nico. Good night, people.
Երեկոյան օգնած վերադարձա տուն Մտքումս հաչելի հանգիստ երազում Դեռ չմտած թե ում եմ տեսնում Ինչ է դու կարծում ով էր ինձ սպասում Երեկոյան օգնած վերադարձա տուն Մտքումս հաչելի հանգիստ երազում Դեռ չմտած թե ում եմ տեսնում Ինչ է դու կարծում ով էր ինձ սպասում Օտար այս աշխարհում ոչ մեկին չեմ ուզում Վերադարձի թե ես սպասում Վստահ եմ որ կգաս ինչքան էլ ձմանաս Դու ինձ ինել կմնաս Հենց քեզ չեմ սիրել Հենց քեզ չեմ սիրել ներեմ չես խապի քես ես միշտ սիրել եմ ու կար սիրեմ քես Օտար այս աշխարում ոչ մեկին չեմ ուզում վերադարձի դե ես վասում Վստահի որ կգաս ինչքան էլ ձևանաս դու իմ ես իմ ներպեմնաս Հենց քես քես եմ սիրել Cause I'm sitting